most Christians will face some kind of opposition due to their faith. Many will pay the ultimate price. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're going to look at what it means to be a Christian in Malaysia. As with many countries, persecution is a reality, and these believers need our prayers. Meanwhile, when we consider change, how often do we think about the next generation of leaders? We'll take a look at that, but first, let me ask you this. What would it be like to be a second-class citizen in your own homeland? Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada says that's exactly what you become when you convert to Christianity in Malaysia.
You know, it's not freedom for the Malay people. They, again, born Muslim, die Muslim. That's kind of the thought.
All too often, Malay Christians' constitutional rights are overruled by Sharia law. A recent court decision in Malaysia proved this. Three believers tried to legally convert to Christianity. Their request went all the way up the chain to the highest court, and the plea was denied. Many families will undertake desperate measures so that converts like these three will once again be considered Muslim.
There's a purification center there that they will torture and beat, use all sorts of psychological things on these people to get them to reconvert to Islam.
Whether it's persecution from family members, government organizations, or even the courts, it's rampant around the world. And believers who are facing this need to know they haven't been forgotten.
We pray that they would be able to feel the presence of the Lord, have the kind of teaching that they need to so they can be strong in their faith, and that they would not let fear overwhelm them.
You can get details about the case as well as what VOM Canada is doing to help. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. In our next story, when Michael Phillips of Advocates Reach moved to Thailand, he didn't know about the tribal groups in the mountains nearby. But these were the people that God asked him to train in Christian leadership. And now, for almost 20 years, he's partnered with Farms International to teach them efficient farming. Not only has it improved the standard of living in their villages, but it leaves pastors with more time to do what pastors do.
They have more time. They can raise their family. They can educate their kids. It's just been amazing. It's been going on for over 18 years, so we've seen amazing fruit.
Today, Phillips is training leaders from neighboring countries where just being a Christian is dangerous.
They are just powerful in their faith. They don't have a very high level of education. But a number of our students have been imprisoned for their faith, and they're moving on. Some of them oversee 3 churches, 5 churches, up to 9 churches.
The community development aspect of farms gives these nationals an excuse to cross the border. It's still risky, and Philip says, we need to pray.
In Southeast Asia, I believe there's a move of God going on. And, of course, whenever there is a move of God going on, Satan would want to dampen that.
So how do Farms International's microloans increase gospel-sharing opportunities? Find out at missionnews.org. And a lot can happen in just 1 year. Ask Greg Yoder. A year ago, he joined Keys for Kids as executive director. And since then, he's seen some pretty amazing changes.
We've been able to see our radio station, keysforkids.net, take off. We've got more than 16,000 people listening to that radio outreach right now, and we're excited about that. And then we also began spearheading and looking into what we can do internationally.
From translating their devotionals into other languages to animating the character Zach, the voice for Keys for Kids, there are plenty of exciting developments in progress. Another big project is an app that'll feature games, stories, and radio for kids to listen to and interact with. So many projects already, and there's still more to come.
But the challenge is, how do we fund that? How do we get people excited about the fact that Keys for Kids is doing some amazing things?
No matter what, Yoder says it's especially important to reach children with the truth and hope of Christ.
The bottom line is, we want them to be our future leaders. And if it's founded on God's word, what a Christian worldview, that could change a lifetime.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You want stories that'll help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. They feature stories on current events, plus gospel connections, breakthroughs, action points, prayer cast links, and more. All at your fingertips at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.